Hi everyone, this is Anne-Marie Cross, Branding, Money Breakthroughs and Business Coach, helping entrepreneurs just like you get noticed, booked and paid what you're worth so you can break through to a six-figure or more business. One of the things that I'm often asked by solopreneurs and entrepreneurs is how can they cut through the clutter and get their message out there in a way that's noticed by their ideal client? And a couple of things that I want to share with you today, I often see as reasons why that's not happening. And I wanted to share that with you because you may be thinking the exact same thing. How do I get my message read? How can I connect with my ideal client? It has to do with what I call your influence factor. Have you got the I factor? How influential are you? And there's a number of key ways that you can increase your influence factor. Firstly, I think it's so very important to recognize and define your core brand, your core brand message, and your core brand voice, so that every single thing that you do to communicate your brand, whether it be writing articles, blog posts, doing audio posts like I'm doing at the moment, or video, whatever way that you use, is consistent in the way that the message is portrayed in your brand voice. So people can see a consistent you coming through, because after all, you are the person that they're going to be investing in when they step up and make that decision. Secondly, you need to be consistent in everything that you do. Not only be on brand in everything you do and watch what you do say and what you do share and the groups that you join, all those things, but you need to be consistent in the number of times that you do send your messages out there, the way that you communicate your brand. What often happens is that people post and they go through a really great few days or even weeks of posting regular information and connecting with people. And then it sort of falls by the wayside, maybe because they're getting a little bit disillusioned that things aren't happening. Your ideal client will often need to see, hear, and read your messages multiple times before they're ready to make an investment in you. So it's not anything that you're doing wrong. You just need to be consistent in the way that you send your message so that when your ideal client is ready to take that next step, and to take that leap of faith, you are the person that they're going to invest in, because through your consistency in posting on-brand messages, on-brand helpful information and resources, and continuing to communicate your brand so that you do have the I factor, the influence factor, you will be the person that they want to hire and work with, because they know you are an authority, you are an expert in your field. So I hope that was helpful for you. Let me know how are you going to communicate your brand today? How are you going to get your powerful and inspiring message out today into the hands of your ideal client? Let me know. Until next time, stay inspired and of course, stay brilliant. This is Anne-Marie.